You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Well, it's been a nice busy week of postseason action, so let's quickly get you caught up on it. But before we do that, our guests today, we're going to have Lamar's Community Girls basketball head coach, Sydney Baumgartner, the Bulldogs number 7 in the state. They start the tournament tonight. They take on Sioux Center. We'll add the call for you right here on KLEM. Pregame at 6:45, tip-offs at 7. Myself and Dave Irwin will be on the broadcast for that. Then coming up at the middle part of this program, we're going to have Brandon Checker, Galen Catholic head coach. Their season ended a week ago, but we're going to wrap up the season with Coach Checker and get his thoughts on how the year went. Then we're going to wrap up the program with Hinton community head coach Matt Leary. The Blackhawks ranked number 10. They're on to the region final as well, as they were able to defeat MVAOCOU last night, 49-32. So lots of good things to talk about here on the Coach's Corner today. But first of all, congratulatory notes out to the Lamar's Community Bowling teams. They are off to state once again. Seems like every year they're going to state, and that's a darn good thing. And congrats to Coach Brady, Coach Jones. Looking forward to seeing how you guys do next week. Then wrestling. We've got a couple wrestlers still alive. Congrats to all the wrestlers that had their season end at the state tournament. Alive today, it's Akron Westfield's Cale Mara. He'll wrestle for the 120-pound championship against Rowdy Neighbor of Albernette, same guy who wrestled last year for a 113-pound title. Jaden Friedrichs of Akron Westfield, he's alive at the consolation semifinals today. Then a couple of Blackhawks are wrestling the seventh-place bout at 165 pounds. Jackson Kunkel and Jacob Bishop at 190 pounds will wrestle for seventh place in the state coming up today at Wells Fargo Arena. Now for the basketball scores from yesterday, 1A Region 4, our contest, third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beat West Bend Mallard 67-47, and the Hawks will face off with George Little Rock as the Mustangs ended Akron Westfield's season 46-39. Congrats to Coach Kent Johnson and the Westerners. Great year. I know they return a lot of talent, so that's going to be a tough team coming up next season. Then in Class 2A Region 7, 7th-ranked Central Lyon ended Kingsley Pearson River Valley season 49-32. Congrats to Coach Goodwin and the Panthers. Another good year. And, well, having to deal with the merger of the school, that was not easy. And the Panthers still had a pretty darn good year getting to the region semifinal. The other score in that region saw 10th-ranked Hinton beat MVAOCOU 49-32. We mentioned that one to you already. So the region finals coming up on Wednesday. It'll be Hinton taking on Central Lyon, a rematch of the region final last year in the same location. It'll be at Unity Christian Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then our contest on Wednesday night will bring you Remsen St. Mary's taking on George Little Rock in Sioux Center. We'll have tip-off at 7, pregame at 6:45 right here on KLEM. That's what's coming up. But immediately what's coming up, again, we've got to Lamar's Community Girls Basketball tonight, region semifinal against Sioux Center. Tip-off is at 7, we'll have pregame at 6:45. So tune in for some Saturday night basketball here on KLEM. Don't get that very often. Let's take a break. Let's get this Coach's Corner program going. Speaking of Lamar's Community Girls, Sydney Baumgartner, the head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us when we come back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. This program brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of the 7th-ranked Lamar's Community Girls basketball team. That'd be Coach Sydney Baumgartner. The Bulldogs rolling into the postseason here. Coming up tonight, taking on Sioux Center squad who beat Spencer earlier in the week. The Bulldogs 18-3 heading into the postseason. We're going to dive into that contest here in just a little bit. But we got a couple of things to talk about since we haven't talked with you in a little while, Coach. Some milestones, some big wins. And you guys are on a nice winning streak here. Talk about what kind of things have you guys been really focused on and what's worked? Because you've now won 7 games in a row heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I think our last loss was against East, and that was a hard loss for us. We were kind of expecting to compete a little bit more against them, but then we turned around and beat Helin and kind of started getting on our streak. But I think what's really changed this last month is our defense has gotten way better. We have focused a lot on that and finishing possessions and making it one and done for other teams. And then also my girls are really good teammates with each other. They connect really, really well. And a lot of things are going right now for us. And I think they all know it's crunch time and we got to sing our best basketball now of the year. And it's good to see that start for postseason to start.
Can't wait. This game's fun tonight against Sioux Center. And gosh, you guys are, like you said, you're playing some great basketball. Defensively, the scoreboard reflects it. The stats reflect it. You guys are manhandling teams on the defensive end. What can you attribute that to? I mean, was it just some kind of defensive change you had to make or up in intensity? What kind of things?
You know, we talked about how we have to set the tone every game. And I know all of our coaches are big defensive people. I mean, we love to score, obviously. We have a lot of girls who can do that. But good defensive teams win a lot of tough and hard games. And so that's something that we've been prioritizing a lot. We try to keep teams, under that 40 to 45 point mark. We're going to win a lot of games when that happens. Yeah. And we've really emphasized rebounding big time, and that'll be huge for postseason time for us as well, being so small. But, we have the girls to do it. They are very quick, and they like to bother girls when we're playing defense. So that comes for a strength for us. Mm-hmm. But I think our girls are starting to buy in and see how much our defensive end impacts how our game ends every night. So I'm really proud of how our girls have handled themselves this last little stretch of our regular season, but I'm excited to see us take another step in the postseason as well.
Yeah, I am as well. And we've talked about defense now. One of the big thing that's happened since we last talked to you was an offensive milestone in the sense of Sarah Brown. We talked about her breaking the three-point field goal record a couple of weeks ago, and now she joins the 1,000 career point club, only the 4th Bulldog to ever do that. Does it on the road against Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and gosh, Coach, I mean, a player like her, she's started 4 years, she's been all conference every one of those years. It's quite an honor, it's got to be, and I loved watching the highlight of that 1,000th point on the video stream they had, and just everybody standing up and cheering on the bench. It was really cool to see.
Yeah, I've known Sarah forever, and she has worked really, really hard. She's a great player, but even a better kid. So she's always a great teammate. She's always has this contagious laugh and smile for us. She's always picking up her teammates. But her teammates have also gotten her that milestone as well. I mean, making 200 threes in a career, that's impressive for anyone. I wasn't even close to that, and I thought I was an okay three-point shooter. But, it's really cool, especially when a girl does that as well, to get 1,000 points. That's hard to do. I've been there with Madison Dreckman, who's been the 3rd person to do it. That takes a lot to do it. I'm really proud of Sarah. I'm glad that she got those 2 milestones in her career. That was a personal goal for her this year, and I'm really glad that she got it.
And it's good that they're out of the way right before the tournament, so you're not kind of, you know, harping on it. But, you know, you mentioned something in there about, you know, you and Madison, and Sarah can probably, you know, point to Zoe or Meta or any one of her teammates, really. I mean, that's an individual accomplishment, but you can recognize the whole team for it, because you got to have a good supporting cast to do a number of things that can get Sarah those looks to score.
Yeah, for sure. Our girls are really good at knowing who's hot every night. It could be Sarah, could be Jaylin, it could be Meta, it could be Zoe, could be Lexi. She's had some really big games for us this year as well. But they do such a tremendous job of finding that open girl, and they have all the confidence in the world with each one of their teammates, and it's very enjoyable to watch every night. They are always positive and encouraging with each other, and I'm just really glad that I have this group. They are definitely helping our program build from this year on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and you talk about many different players able to get going for you offensively. That was definitely true for you on Monday night. You had three players scoring double figures, and then, yeah, ho-hum, Jaylin Marino scores 34 points. No big deal. She goes 14 of 24, or 10 of 24 from the field. But boy, to score 34 points is one thing, Coach. I'm also impressed that, you know, sometimes scorers just, you know, take defensive possessions off because they're, you know, so locked in on the offensive end. She was locked in all over the place with seven steals as well on Monday night.
Yeah, Jaylin played really, really well for us Monday. That's really good to see before going into postseason. She had kind of an off night against TJ. Mm-hmm. Didn't shoot the greatest, and I was really excited to watch her assert herself right away. But, yeah, she's a kid who plays super hard. I would hate to be guarded by her or have to guard her. You know, sometimes we do that in practice and it stinks, but she works tremendously hard to get all 34 of those points. But, you know, the thing was, and I told her, I said, that was a really quiet 34, I felt like. I mean, I think she only had three threes, which is a lot for some people every night, but I felt like for Jaylin, that was a little.
Right.
But she did a really good job getting in passing lanes. I think she had seven steals against West, and that got her a lot of transition points for us, but yeah, she's a very competitive kid, and I thought she did a really good job for us, both on the offensive end and the defensive end.
And one of the, and now that I'm looking at the numbers, as we're of course chatting with Sydney Baumgartner, Lamar's community girls basketball coach. Like you said, she's a really good outside shooter. We know that for sure. But has she been kind of trying to at least more often, you know, take it to the hoop and score? Because she got to 12 times on Monday night.
Yeah, we've talked to her a lot about that. I mean, she's quick and can get downhill fast. I was really happy to see her get to the line 12 times, because that's exactly what we need. That makes her even harder to guard, because, you know, she can shoot the ball really, really well, but also you have to be on your heels to keep her in front too. But that just puts us in a really good spot, having a girl like her on our team who can shoot the ball. She's also a really good passer for us as well, and if she gets defenses to collapse on her, she can find the open girl on the outside as well. So that was a really good game, not for just Jaylin, but for our whole team to get into postseason, because I think West is a better team than what their record shows. They play physical, they play tough, so it was really nice to see us pull up that win to end the regular season.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a team that will be tested in the tournament. But yeah, like you said, much better than their record suggests. So you guys are 18-3 heading into the region semifinal tonight. And you and I were talking before this about, you know, the parallels between this team at your senior year, and, you know, obviously that team got to state. That's the last team to get to state. You know, I know you still have two tournament games, obviously, before getting hopefully a chance down in Des Moines, but how special would it be to go on a postseason run like this in your first year as the head coach of the program you went to state for 6 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a really hard thing to do, and we still have a lot of work to do to get there. we're going to play really, really well against Sioux Center because they're a good team. And I think they're even a better team than they were when we first played them in January. But it's huge to have home court advantage in postseason, that's for sure. Every game we get to play here, we don't have to travel. We get to play in the gym that we practice in every day and have half of our games at, and get our whole fan or crowd here. So that's big for us. But, yeah, it's a lot of pressure on, you know, these high school girls to do that. But I have a lot of confidence in our girls. We played a lot of basketball together. They play as a team. They play together. They're a fun group. They're coachable. And they're really, really excited for postseason time to start. You can just see it during practice how serious they're taking it and how much they want it. So I'm excited to see how we respond in big-time situations like we'll have. I have a lot of confidence in my girls to get that done.
Yeah, understandably so. Yeah, coming out tonight, 7 o'clock is the tip-off. We, of course, would love you to listen to KLEM, but we'd rather you have your butts in the seats there for what should be a great contest tonight at the Lamar's Community Competition Gym against Sioux Center. Coach, this is one of those games that, you know, earlier on in the year, you guys were down big at half, but boy, you staged another big second half comeback and were able to pull off the win. What did that game, I guess, what can you take from that game as far as, you know, scheming, game planning, and getting, you know, ready for tonight's game?
Yeah, I think we didn't play super well against them the first time. You know, we rewatched it. We had 25 turnovers, which was really uncharacteristic of us. We averaged about 11 or 12 a game, so we pretty much doubled it. So that made our deficit so much in the first half. And defensively, we just weren't boxing out sometimes, gave them a couple extra possessions that made that lead a little extended going into halftime. But I think the things that, you know, from that game and then moving on, we've gotten a lot better at is our zone offense. I mean, we played against Thielen, who has probably one of the best 1-3-1s in the state. And we've really worked on doing that. We've worked on our defensive end, making sure that we get a one and done and push in transition, because we have a Zoe Whitcup who pushes the ball pretty quick, sometimes quicker than I think some of our girls can go, but that works for us. And I just think our girls are more aware of what Sioux Center has and who we need to, where we need to be on the defensive end for each girl. So, we've made a lot of changes since that game, too. I think Sioux Center has also made a lot of changes. They're a good team. They're definitely going to challenge us. I mean, they're the underdog in the game. There's nothing for them to lose. So we got to come in right away and assert ourselves offensively and on the defensive end and make sure we don't have any breakdowns like we did the first time against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been a recurring theme. Thankfully, didn't you guys too much here this season? Said the breakdowns that normally happens in the first half for you guys, but we kind of talked throughout the year, come tournament time, you want to get that kind of cleaned up, because giving away points in the tournament is never a sign for success. So have you been doing some things? I know you've had off, you know, heading into this game, but what have you guys been doing to maybe, you know, encourage the stronger starts and guarantee that you can get off the blocks correctly?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we joke with our girls about that sometimes, how we'd like to play a full game, not just a half. Mm-hmm. But these past couple days of practice have been really intense, and I have an assistant coach who played at Northwestern, yep. So she's been playing against them, and my other assistant coach has too, just to have another look. And then, you know, my lower half of my varsity has been doing a really good job of pushing my varsity girls. We talk about all the time how we have to come out right away and set the tone, and we have to also do that in practice. So I think my girls have been doing a better job of that, and I think we've done a pretty good job the second half of the season of doing that as well. I've never felt like we were super down besides that, you know, Sioux Center game and that Thielen game as well, but I think we've done a better job of competing and making sure we don't have those breakdowns right away in the first half. So I'm more than confident my girls are not going to be doing that in postseason. They know how important that is for us. But we are ready to go. We are very confident in ourselves, and we will have to compete really, really hard against each other. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're going to give you their best. I guess to put a bow on this conversation, or to kind of give fans something to look forward to when they come out to the game tonight. What is the one thing you want to see your girls execute on well to have success, so whether it be rebounding, turnovers, something like that you need to be successful in tonight?
I really think if we rebound really, really well, we're going to be in a really good spot. And so my big thing is we're going to make sure that we have a lot of one and dones and get in transition like we want to do offensively. So that's been our emphasis all second half of the season, and I know we're going to translate that into postseason. So that's my big thing we'll be looking forward to against Sioux Center.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. Of course, we've got the call tonight right here on KLAM. Myself and Dave Irwin will have it pregame about 15 minutes before tip-off. So, Coach, we'll let you go. Get ready for that game. We always appreciate your time on the Coach's Corner, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. More of the Coach's Corner comes your way next here on KLAM.
Ask an Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. It's brought to you every Saturday by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg joined by the head coach, Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. It's Coach Brandon Schecker. One final time here on the Coach's Corner as the Jays had their season come to an end actually last week to Harris Lake Park on the road against a Wolves squad that just could not miss shots, unfortunately, and the Jays end their season with a 2-20 record. Coach, gosh, I love the start you guys got out to in that ball game, and you guys were hitting shots. You were feeling pretty good, and then, unfortunately, Harris Lake Park just kind of had one of those games against you guys, I guess.
You know, they did. I thought the girls did really well, started off the game really confident, which was wonderful to see, coming out with 20 points in that first quarter. Super proud of their start. But that faded a little bit once HLP just started going off from threes. We allowed them some open shots, and kudos to HLP for knocking them down. They didn't leave anything behind, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they definitely did what they needed to do. But Coach, I like the fight you guys showed there in that second half. I mean, you were down about 10 or 12 heading into the break or somewhere around there, and got to single digits, you guys definitely put up a good fight in trying to come back in that game.
Absolutely, the girls didn't back down. You know, they continue to bring it. Super proud of their effort, their attitude for that, and not wanting to go out, without putting up at least a fight, and they did that. But yeah, we got it down to single digits. Actually, got it fairly close. Mm-hmm. And just going into that fourth quarter, was in a spot where we had to foul. You know, we turned the ball over a couple times. They got that lead back up, and we had to foul. And, again, shout out to HLP for knocking down free throws when it counted. And you know, they hit the three ball when it counted in the first half to get that lead. And then, you know, we talk about rebounding and free throws to win a game or to finalize a game, and that's exactly what they did. They went to the boards and they out-rebounded us in the third quarter, which was a big hit to us and a benefit to them. And then in the fourth quarter, they were able to knock down free throws. And, you know, it was kind of the name of the game there.
It definitely was. And, you know, there's obviously always a shoulda, woulda, coulda. But, again, the fight was there. There's all these positives from the game. And you know, obviously, Isaiah led you in scoring. But, gosh, boy, what got into Haley Lubin in that game? Because she couldn't miss there for quite a while for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Rye did her thing. We always count on her to continue to lead us night out. And, you know, she's had a very nice season, and we'll be really looking forward to her coming back, finishing off her senior year and seeing what else she can do before she leaves Galen. And, yeah, Haley Lubin, I don't know where that came from. You know, we knew she's capable of it. She's got a nice shot. She was kind of unconscious against HLP. It was fun to watch her get after it, both from the outside but also from the inside a little bit. And the comment after the game to her was, hey, it's better late than never.
Right.
Let's bring it at the start of the season next year when she comes back for her senior year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd love for that to come your way in November here in a few months. And yeah, it's a tough way for the season to end. Obviously, there's only five girls basketball teams when the season comes to an end in this state that are truly happy with their performance as far as win at the end of the year. But coach, looking at the season as a whole, it was just kind of a tough year for you guys. And you can look at the wins and losses and say, well, yeah, but I mean, looking past that, you guys had to deal with some injuries and some illnesses. I remember there were a couple games. There were only about seven or eight, you know, players active for the game, coach. And the one thing was constant. You guys always showed up and always put your best foot forward, it seemed like.
I would agree. You know, the girls were always ready to play. They always gave their best effort. And you're right. I mean, injuries this year, I've never had injuries like I had this year in all my previous seasons. You know, we've dealt with injuries before, but not as many as we did this year. We had some ankles that took girls out for multiple games. You know, Hallie, you know, our stud freshman going out early in the year, you know, kind of put us behind. I really had some high expectations for what she could do for us, and I think the team did as well. You know, she kind of showed some of that in the first few games that she played. You know, but she'll come back, you know, better and stronger and even more experience next year. She was able to sit on the sidelines, and she didn't miss a beat with practices or games. And she actually, by the end of the season, was helping coach. I mean, she really saw the game from a different perspective. So looking for great things for her next season. But, yeah, I mean, despite all the injuries and despite, you know, looking at the win-loss record and you know, coming into the season, we felt like we were – going to do better than what we ended up doing. But, you know, the fight was still there with the girls, and, you know, even seeing it towards the end of the season there, you know, if we go back and look at the schedule, you know, there was five, six, seven games that we lost, you know, by single digits. So we were in a lot of those games, just couldn't get over the hump there. It goes back, kudos to the girls for continuing to push, continuing to show up day in and day out, give us their best effort. And, you know, finish the season. You know, you never finish the season on a good note unless you're down at the well. You know, but at least we finished fighting and didn't lay down and let the season just take over.
Yeah, you definitely did put up a fight here this season. And I saw, you know, there was definitely strides made. And everybody makes strides as the season goes along. You guys were able to pick up a win pretty early in the year. You were able to get a late win over South O'Brien as well. Coach, what kind of things, maybe from an X's and O's perspective, did you see the girls get better on as the season goes along that could hopefully, you know, set a nice foundation, hopefully, for next season as well?
You know, that's what we're excited about. You know, we bring back, you know, we were able to play a lot of girls this year. There were nights that, you know, I played almost 10 girls, I think there was even a night or two I went actually down to 11 girls when we were healthy. You know, so we bring back a lot of girls that you know either started for us, was first or second off the bench, or you know, even eighth, ninth, and tenth got some playing time this season. So, you know, with a season like this, we never did look ahead. We never were focused on next year, but now that the season's done, we can kind of look back and say, boy, there was a lot of girls that got some playing time, and we're going to need them next season. Yeah. You know, any moment that you can get into a varsity basketball game, especially those girls that played a lot of JV for us, just getting that varsity experience, because it's a different level of play. Mm-hmm. Night in and night out, you have to bring it for girls basketball. And for that experience, for them to gain that experience and that knowledge, is going to be great. As long as we bring that same type of fight and mentality into the off season, and you know, any coach will tell you that your basketball season is made in the off season. Mm-hmm. So, as long as we can get these girls into the gym and into the weight room and continue what we built on as the season progressed, you know, we can look forward to some good things next season.
Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, with us, and of course that's for the program's future. Unfortunately, you can't take the senior class with you here to next year. It'd be nice if we could get a red shirt or a COVID year or something like that, but that doesn't exist in high school sports, unfortunately. So three seniors graduating off the program, a couple of Polans and a Hudson there. You know, their impact to the program, and what will you miss most about them once you get back into the gym next winter?
You know, quite a few things, actually. And as much as you want them back, I don't know that anybody would come back. Everybody's looking forward to that freshman year of college, too. So, you know, but I just, anytime you get, you know, some seniors like this group to stick around for four seasons, and we know, you know, looking out there for girls basketball, some of the numbers are way down. So, you know, kudos to those girls for sticking it out. For four seasons, putting up with me for four seasons. You know, the Polans are, you know, they actually have shirts that say thing one, thing two. Those two are inseparable. And constantly make me laugh,
yeah,
and shake my head. And, you know, they come to practice smiling, and they work hard every day. And, you know, gonna miss both Larissa and Haley Poland. You know, they've done a lot, and they've just, again, they keep the spirit high and drama free. Nevaeh was a leader, both on and off the court. She'd bring her passion. You know, she had a lot of passion for the game, and just passion overall. She's a very passionate individual, and you hate to lose that. You know, she was our vocal leader, would get after the girls, which, you know, you need some of that accountability, and that was Nevaeh. She held herself to a high level, and she held the team to a high level, and you know, you're gonna miss that type of mentality and that type of leadership, you know, when they graduate and walk away, and you kind of look at the rest of the group going, boy, I really sure hope somebody steps up, and not next year, but steps up already this summer and off season, like Nevaeh did last season when she stepped into that senior role. So, great group of seniors. Gonna miss their fun mentality, their leadership, and yeah, just super proud of what they've done for us and what they've done for the program.
Off to greater things, and your program's going to be off to greater things, hopefully next year as well. Obviously, it starts this offseason. Lots of things to be excited about with your program in the coming year or so. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll thank you once again for joining us on the Coach's Corner, Brandon. We really appreciate it. Enjoyed following your season, and we'll look to do this again around this time next year, all right?
Daniel, appreciate it. Appreciate what you do, and you do an excellent job. And then also kudos to Clem for following us and supporting Galen Catholic girls basketball and all the sports here at in Lamar's. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We enjoyed doing it. Thanks again, Brandon. We really appreciate it. It's Brandon Schecker, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, right here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. This program every Saturday brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. On the line with us is the head coach of the 10th-ranked Hinton girls basketball team, who's on to the region final. That'd be Coach Matt Leary, the Blackhawks knocking off MVAO-COU last night in the region semifinal by the score of 49-32. But, boy, going all the way back, Coach, you guys have been on a roll. I mean, your loss to Remsen St. Mary's back on December 15th. That's been it for you guys. 13 wins in a row. What's been really kind of, clicking for you guys as you've headed into this tournament run now?
I would say just, the girls just believing and, hanging their hat on their defense. Another prime example, we held, averaging 65, close to 6 points, held them to, half of that at 32. And we had some teams with, outstanding players. And we just block and we're averaging under the way it is. So if you do that, you always have a chance.
Yeah, and you've only had, maybe three opponents touch 30 in the last winning streak? I mean, this has been, kind of brewing. And you guys were a pretty good defensive team last year, but, man, it seems like you guys have fixed what's been the extra, little something there for you guys defensively?
I guess I can't put my finger on anything. I think they love to – to try to, shut somebody down. And, a lot of teams we played have just had, a really outstanding player, Mackenzie Hughes, and Sydney Duskett, and Isaiah Sitzman, and, it can go on and on and on. And they just kind of, take pride, they're not going to get their average against us. And,
right.
And then the rebounding, it's a big part of the defense, too, and, limiting teams to, one and done for the most, Bailey and Ashlyn, kind of take care of that part. And, Carlin has guarded some, big defenders, or, if Caden gets some foul trouble, Carlin's right there. Last night she guarded Yaki, who, has shot well over 150 threes on the year. And, and her range is, 6-7 feet behind the line.
Right.
And, Carlin did an outstanding job with that. And then Avery Burgrad, she's, she'll get rebounds for us. And she's just, a veteran player, and she really understands health defense. And last night, on their good post player, Ohlmeyer, who's averaging over 20, she took a charge on her, off of Bailey, and she was there for back to help, getting the steal. So it was all big for helping to foul her out, the Ohlmeyer girl.
Yeah, well, boy, it was definitely a recipe for success as it showed on the scoreboard for you there on Tuesday night, but I want to talk about this postseason run, Coach, and hopefully it's a nice long postseason run with a lot more games in it. But gosh, Coach, you didn't waste any time. 74-23 on Tuesday against Lawton Bronson. I know people are going to look at and say, well, the record is not quite there. But it's still postseason basketball. It's a team you got to face off with. And, I guess the concern for you as a coach could be, worrying the girls locking in for a game like this. It seemed like it didn't matter who they were playing. They were ready to go on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. They were hungry to get that postseason started. I was very, very proud, again, of the defensive effort. But, we had great balance. Carlin, Gavarna, and Avery Burgat actually led us that night, if you would have said we would have 74 points with Bailey only scoring 11 and Ashland 14, I'd say, I don't think that could happen. Carlin Kamarna with 18 and Avery Burgat, so they're just gelling. They're clicking right now, and hopefully we can keep feeding that fire.
Yeah, and you're feeding the fire all the way around your offense. The point totals are all in the double digits and everybody's getting things going, but I look at the assist numbers and it's you guys are number one, 27 assists. That's already pretty good in that game, but it wasn't really just one player whose goal was to find the open girl. Cadence, Ashlyn, Bailey, Avery, Carlin, I mean, all of them are distributing the ball for you, and again, it just goes to show the depth you guys have, and how much do you guys relish in the fact that anybody can facilitate your offense?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we just kind of stress the team aspect, and I think the girls, the bottom line is at the end of the day, they want the W. That's the stat that only counts, and if it's a game, I'm not scoring as much, but I'm distributing the ball, finding the open girl. Different teams pose different threats. They can take different things away from us. Sometimes, they got good posts and we don't get as much post play. So the perimeter's open, and other times it's just the opposite. I think at the end of the day, they just want that W. They're just hungry for that W, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. My scoring's down, but my assists are up. I'm helping the team be successful.
What is the thing? Because you look at your offense, Coach, and you have some outside shooters. I wouldn't say you guys are a particularly elite outside shooting team. Definitely not an insult right. by any means. You scored 74 points on Tuesday, and you only made 20 field goals. So what is it about right. your offense that you can get such a high volume of baskets to go in, points on the board, without necessarily needing the outside shot?
I think it just starts with, our starting five are just tremendous athletes, we really strive on an up-tempo game transition, like I mentioned earlier, with Ashlyn and Bailey kind of dominating the boards, but that, and Avery too, that leads to transition, outlets to Carlin, outlets to Caden, or outlets to Ashlyn, and then, Bailey's going to beat a lot of opposing teams, big down the floor, she'll get to that block. And tonight I think we caught Maple Valley off guard a couple times, just how quick we got the ball, down the floor, on a missed free throw, missed bucket, doesn't matter. We can score, quick with transition. That's a big part of it. But when we got to set up offense, we're just kind of just efficient enough, mm-hmm. got just enough outside or enough mid-range or enough post play to keep trucking along.
Yeah, and you're trucking along. We mentioned the MVAO-COU game. Their 49-32 win over the Rams. Again, Matt Leary with us, head coach of Hinton girls basketball. How nice was, you don't like to be in these low scoring games. I'm sure it's much nicer when you beat a team by 30, 40 points, but coach, how nice is it to see even if you're in a game where you can only muster 49 points and you have to grind it out and be maybe more physical game, even when a game gets down to that kind of level of play, it's got to be nice to see your girls still rise to the occasion there.
Oh, 100%. Yep. You know, and it's, you know, probably back to that first half of the Galen Catholic game at Galen, you know, where we were really under some adversity. We only had a 1-point lead at the half, you know, and you know, probably since that game, you know, most of our games have probably been decided by halftime.
Right.
So, you know, it was good that the girls could, you know, like you said, grind it out, gut it out, you know, one possession at a time. And, we missed a few shots. That might have made it a little more comfortable, but, you know, we had timely execution of our offense and some out-of-bounds plays. Ashlyn Kabarna had 21 night, had some good pull-up jumpers on transition. It was good to see them, you know, when they need to, when it's gut check time, that they rose to the occasion.
Yeah, she had 21 and a double-double with 10 rebounds to go along with it. Bailey also had another double-double. She's just a double-double machine, it seems like, for you, points and rebounds. I mean, when it comes down to it, though, Coach, I know we talked about the Lawton game in which Bailey was not your top scorer or Ashlyn was not your top scorer, but at the end of the day, you know, those two players, they've just got to really enjoy the fact that it is – when it comes down to it, they can be the ones that can be relied on and get the opportunity to hopefully bring you out of a game or to hopefully seal the deal for you.
Yeah, definitely. Those two had a little connection in volleyball. when the volleyball team needed a point, Ashlyn knew who to set it to. To Bailey. So. It's just, they're just quiet leaders. Again, they just want to win. They're just competitors. They're not arrogant by any means.
No.
They're both extremely humble, probably too humble. but they know what they could do to help our team be successful.
We've talked about the things you've done defensively to continue this winning streak throughout the season, but to holding a team to 32 last night, defensive effort to do that, especially as you talked about them averaging over a game. What was the big thing that you guys did well defensively last night to slow them down?
Yeah, I mean, they always talk about their team having a big three. They got three juniors that have been playing a ton, and I thought we just had the right matchup for each of those three. Cadence took their best ball hand, the best probably total package.
Mm-hmm.
Sensions, and she shot over 100 threes her own, but she's also very good at dribble penetration, creating stuff for others, so Cadence did a great job on her, keeping her out of the paint. And then Yaki, Carlin with her length,
mm-hmm.
She just wants to catch and shoot threes from wherever. And then the Ohlmeyer, the big girl that's averaging over 20, just kind of the key was to, stay down. She, she loves an up and under move, and she wants to get you up in the air. I thought we did a good job being disciplined, staying down on her moves. And then, Ashlyn, took the freshman McNamara, who's a good driver, kind of runs their point guard, but then she was available to help, when Ohlmeyer or Sensions would get to the paint. And then Avery Burgad was great with help defense too. She took Gosler, who was probably their least scoring threat, but she just did an outstanding job of being there. And then Keely DeRoche came in, especially first half. Got us, a big steal and led us on a break. Nice cross-court bounce pass to Carlin Kabarna, for a layup. It kind of expanded our lead up to, we had a 12-point lead at one time in the first half. So everybody just kind of, it was just right matchup, and they just played well as a unit, defensive unit, picking up each other's backs when needed.
It was a big win for you. You move on to the region final once again. You're up to 20 wins in the season as well. I know that's always a big mark for a team to hit in a season. And it's got to feel like deja vu, Coach. Central Lion, Unity Christian is going to be the location now. You play the Lions again. You're playing the same program. I would assume this is kind of a different team now that they don't have Klosterboer. It seemed like they've gone from a kind of a volume shooting three-point team to an inside game with the Hogadorn and Metzger girl. I know it's early, but is that kind of how you see how they've been playing this season?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Hogadorn and Metzger, they're two leading scorers. They're two big. We haven't watched any film yet, so that'll be kind of the project, you know, today into Sunday. But, they don't have the guard court. Definitely, you know, Klosterboer was the one that drew a lot of attention. The one I was most impressed with last year was Afton Schlumbum, the point guard. I mean, she was quick on defense and great ball handler and could get to the paint anytime she wanted. And distribute it, and kick to corners for Klosterboer threes, or dish to Hogadorn for the, you know, easy layup. Now they bring in the Metzger, you know, so another kind of twin towers. So I think teams are trying to take that away. Right. And Hogadorn has a sister that I know against the center. She had 26, four three-pointers, so... So she's kind of capable, too, although I don't know if she's done that a ton consistently. Sure. But, they're just a good program. They know how to win. They've been down to the well, you know, numerous times. And these younger kids, you know, were JV players last year. You know, I think Metzger played a lot of JV. Hogadorn played JV. And they're just kind of waiting for their time, you know. So they're well coached with Heather. I think, you know, the guard play is probably a little bit different, but, you know, they gained some size, you know, with the Twin Towers now. So we'll work over the weekend and put together a game plan, and hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday will be a great ball game at Unity again.
Yeah, I think it will be. Coach, I guess the last thing for you, when you talk about those two posts that just do everything for you, this is – probably going to be the biggest game that Bailey and Ashley play in for you as far as basketball is concerned. And then what do you want to see out of them down in the post to show you that they've it takes to go up against a formidable duo down low?
We want to definitely compete, you know, with rebounding. You know, it'll take that kind of effort again. Last year Bailey was a freshman. Playing the number two team in the state, you know, I think the confidence that she's gained and track and field, for event qualifier there, then third and center field and softball, and, you know, the super amount of success she just had this last year in volleyball. And, you know, her confidence is just at a completely different level than what it was, you know, as a freshman. And Ash, last night against Maple Valley, she third quarter, she really stepped up, with her leadership, getting buckets and standing our run when we needed them. So, I just think, the confidence and their competitiveness, I think, will hopefully help us.
I hope so. It's going to be a fun ball game, like you mentioned. I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out for you. And we'll wish you the best of luck. Should be a fun contest. Coach, congrats on all the success so far. Hoping for more success on Wednesday. And we'll hopefully chat soon, all right?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Daniel. Appreciate all you do.
Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure. That's Matt Leary. He's the head coach of Hinton Girls Basketball. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
the pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamars, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
And we welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Verstegg with you. Our program has been brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. My thanks, as always, to our coaches for joining us on the KLEM Coaches Corner, Sydney Baumgartner, Brandon Schecker, and Matt Leary of Lamars Community, Galen Catholic, and Hinton Community, respectively. Looking forward to postseason runs for Coach Baumgartner, Coach Leary, and, of course, Coach Willman out at Remsen St. Mary's. Got some sound from him from Friday night's game. You can check that out on our sportscast, of course, throughout the day today. Coming up tonight, of course, the big one, Lamars Community Girls Basketball. They're taking on Sioux Center. Pregame at 6:45. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock. Myself and Dave Irwin will have the call from the Lamars Community Competition. Jim, we want you there, but if you can't be there, the next best place to be is on your radio. Tune to KLEM 1410 AM or 96.9 FM. So that's coming up tonight. And then the Bulldog Boys start our week next week on Monday. Tuesday's up in the air as far as how tonight goes and things like that. And then Wednesday, region final as Remsen St. Mary's takes on George Little Rock. And then hopefully we've got plenty more basketball still to come after that down in a building called Wells Fargo Arena. You might have heard of it. Again, that'll do it for the Coach's Corner program. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tonight to high school basketball, Bulldogs, and Sioux Center in girls action right here on KLEM. Until then, Daniel Verstegg with you. Thanks for tuning in. For all of us at KLEM Radio for KLEM Sports, have a great rest of your Saturday morning, and we'll talk to you later tonight on KLEM.